parties to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at Gun Owners.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in education, concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my five children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. And you know, it's true. My job today is to give you hope. Hope that you can make a difference in your life and in the lives of your families by just getting more information. The purpose of this program is to investigate natural health topics, interview authors, physicians, and lay people who are doing something amazing in the world of natural health care. And I talk about a lot of different topics, and I want to thank you for joining me today if it's your first time. Healing Our World, I'm now in my 460th program with Republic Broadcasting Network. It's been a wonderful 4 years of bringing information to you. And I love to always take a moment and thank my loyal listeners for joining in and welcome any new listeners who might be joining me for the first time. And I know Saturdays are busy. I know that some of you might be working and listening at the same time. Well, I just pray that I can inspire you to do something good for your health or the health of your family this week, even if it's something little. It can make a difference. But before I go into my program today, I want to share an experience I had this week. Once in a while, something, you know, amazing happens in my life, and I think it's noteworthy. And sometimes we get a blessing from someone or a validation that we need that encourages us to or confirms our mission in life. And when it happened to me this week, it really gave me that little extra push to keep on going. You know, we never know how far-reaching our influences are on the people that we meet throughout the course of our lifetime. Well, I've been involved with natural health care for over 33 years, and this week in my daughter's office where I work with my daughter, Dr. Renee Hunter, and her husband, Dr. Matt Hunter. We have a holistic integrative wellness clinic that has, you know, both chiropractic and medical incorporated together. Well, what happened was when I came into work, I noticed that there was a very pregnant woman sitting in the waiting room. And, you know, of course, I wave and I smile as I'm running in the door. And a few minutes later, my daughter, Dr. Renee, came walking around the corner and just like stopped and her hands went up and she went, "Oh my gosh, it's Joni Alisi from Brotherhood." Now, this is a school that my daughter, Dr. Renee, went to when she was in elementary school 27 years ago back in Michigan. So here we are in Charleston in our office, and here's this pregnant mommy sitting there who knew my daughter, met her on Facebook, and apparently they had communicated that she had somehow managed to move to Charleston, and so this was their reconnecting. I knew nothing about this. I was just standing there in like awe because I recognized the name, but I certainly didn't recognize this very pregnant mommy sitting there. But what happened was what was so inspiring to me is Joni went on to say that she, I believe, is on child number 5 or 6 and that she had had several of them born naturally. The last two were born at home unassisted with she and her husband. water births, and that they were doing everything natural. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I'm a non-vaccinating mom. And I just had these flashbacks of when I was in that church and my children were babies. Renee was my oldest of three. And I remember sitting in that church in the nursery with all these moms with their babies and talking about health with these moms. Now, let me just say, this was a long time ago, but it brought it right back to me, because what happened back then was I was the only mother I knew who was aware of the dangers of vaccines, who was aware of the dangers of antibiotic use. I was having my babies born home naturally with midwives. I was doing everything outside the box. And yet all these moms in this nursery, instead of embracing what I would share, they ostracized me, and it was just too much. They weren't ready to hear it. But I would share by simply saying, you know, as these moms are talking about how their babies are sick and how they're on antibiotics and they have ongoing ear infections and, oh yeah, my baby's always sick. And, you know, I would try to share, you know, there's a better way. I mean, a different way. And, maybe you should look at some other options, because maybe there's something, you know, they're eating, or maybe it's the vaccinations. And I would try my very best to just gently drop little hints that maybe there's a better way. And the women ended up completely ostracizing me. I no longer was invited to baby showers, kid get-togethers. I mean, seriously, I can remember grieving the fact that I was a woman alone in the wilderness out there. And I can remember going through this whole grief process of, I don't have any friends. I don't have any moms that want to hang with me because I do things so differently. And it was several years that I didn't share my story because I was so hurt. And so to have this young mom standing in my office 27 years later, looking at me and saying, my mom and I listened and I followed you on Facebook for years, and I listened to your radio program, and I am just so happy that now I get to meet you face to face after all these years. And you know, it's amazing the feelings I had were I was just elated to see that somebody back then was listening. I made an impression on somebody back then, even though she was a young girl, she might have been 7 or 8, that word never went void. And today I'm in, you know, the office, and her mom's giving me a big hug and saying, gosh, Mary, it's great to see you after all these years. So anyway, I share that story because many times when we live outside the box and we do things differently, it is a lonely walk. Leaders are often lonely people. They are called to lead. They're called to ask the hard questions. And it can be very lonely. And I remember it took me a few years later to make my mind up back then in the mid-90s that I don't care about being popular. I don't care if I don't have any friends. I'm going to dedicate myself to educating parents who will listen and moms who are seeking. And I made my decision that this is not about popularity. It's about saving the lives of children and making an impact in this world. And that was when I began to do my public speaking. And, you know, there was probably a good 5 or 6 years in there where I didn't talk to people about vaccines or anything else because I was so hurt. And this is just real. And I know that there's moms out there right now who are feeling alone, who are feeling lost, who feel like they're an island unto themselves, that everyone in the family thinks they're crazy. Maybe it's the mother-in-law or the sister who's a nurse, or the stepdad who's a doctor, or just a well-intending spouse who just doesn't want to hear that, wow, there could be something wrong with vaccines. Maybe there's something to this. And I know you feel like an island unto yourself, but you can have an impact on lives around you. Never be afraid to share what you know is truthful. And do it out of love. Do it with grace and know that your word will not go void, because every time I share with somebody, whether they embrace what I'm saying or not, I know that someday they're going to be in a doctor's office and that doctor's going to come in with injection needles and they're going to hear that woman they met in Walmart or that woman they saw at the airport or that woman who lives down the street or just passed them, you know, in a store who handed them a card. They're going to hear me saying, please do your research. It's not safe. You have a right to know. And so that word never goes void. And I just really felt compelled to share that with everybody today because we can make a difference. We just don't know how long it's going to take or how far reaching that difference can be. And so I'm inspiring you to continue to share and just know that if they say no, thank you, go on to the next one, but don't ever stop sharing the truth. We're going to take a short break. This is your host, Mary Toko, and I'll be back in just a moment.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Healing Our World, and I am Mary Toko, your host, and I want to welcome you to my program, and again, thank you for your continued support. I have a wonderful introduction to make today. As many of you know, I'm very, very, very busy, and I do a bit of traveling and speaking, and I've done my very best over the years to make sure that I'm available for my radio program no matter where I'm speaking in the country, no matter what time I'm speaking. I always, always try to get my radio program in live, and I am now working out of my daughter's wellness clinic full-time, 40 hours a week, and doing outside marketing events and still traveling. So my schedule is very, very hectic. So I decided that I wanted to bring somebody on the program who was like-minded, who had similar goals to help me with the program and to take the program live when I can't be here. Because as you know, if you listen every week, there have been programs that I've had to play from my archives because I just can't be on the air for whatever reason. And I know we don't like that. We want new material every week. So I've been looking and interviewing various people around the country, looking for the right co-host who I think will be a wonderful reflection of who I am and have some of the similar beliefs. And so last week I did tell you that I was looking at people and that I had found a woman by the name of Jody Barnett. Now, Jody and I, as I read through her bio, she sent me an extensive bio about her background, and I read through it more thoroughly, I find out we have so many things in common. And Jody is joining me today. I want you to get to know her a little bit so that you know that if I'm not on the program is in good hands. Jody, welcome to Healing Our World.
Thank you, Mary. I am really, really excited about being able to help with this.
Great. And, you know, I was just looking again at your bio in front of me because we're going to talk about who is this Jody? You know, what is she all about? And the first thing I noticed is that you, like myself, had five children. So
yes.
There's one thing we have in common. And you also homeschooled your children, which I home educated four of my five. And so just those two things, it's quite amazing that out there in the world, you know, as I was interviewing different people, we didn't get too personal. But now that I look at you from a personal level, we have so much in common. And I'm just tickled that, you know, we come from so much the similar background.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is kind of a neat experience. And I feel really great that God allowed me the opportunity to homeschool our kids for at least 9 years of their schooling. And it was a very rewarding experience for me as a mom and to be able to spend that time with my children during those formidable years and give them that foundation that as parents we all hope to give them.
Now, let me ask you just on that topic. What was your motivating factor for pulling them out of the public school and putting them into the home? Because I had definite motivating factors. Because obviously to homeschool your children is a huge undertaking. You have to be very well organized. You have to have curriculum and a plan every day of the week, Monday through Friday, unlike sending your children off with the lunchbox to school to be gone for 8 or 9 hours a day. Your children are with you and you're teaching them and you're doing spelling and history and mathematics. I mean, it's a huge undertaking. So Jody, I first would like to find out what was your motivating factor for pulling them out of school and doing this?
Well, actually, I started them from the get-go. Homeschooling, and the church that we were going to at the time, there were several families within the church that homeschooled their kids, and being that I went through public school systems and so forth like that, there was just, one, I wanted them to have a Christian background for the curriculum, and you're not going to get that in a typical public school setting. You can private schools, but when you have five of them, that gets really costly. So I thought, wow, and I really, you know, my husband and I, we really prayed about it and thought, you know, how can we do this? And so it was nice because we had a really good support system. We had a homeschooling co-op where, you know, we did field trips and stuff, but I had a support system of other moms to be able to springboard things off of. And so the first year I followed a standard curriculum, you know, through Christian Liberty Press. And after that first year and I got my feet wet and got over the fear of doing something wrong, I got real ambitious and started throwing my own curriculum together from various Christian sources. You know, I did, you know, Saxon Math and Bob Jones for reading and science. And, you know, it was a very rewarding experience, but I wanted to be able to give them that solid foundation, especially in the formidable years, to focus on education and not sometimes all the other pressures that come from being in a public school environment.
Absolutely. And I did the same thing. I used a little bit of Christian Liberty. And so here we have another common bond. We did Christian education and I just think it's quite amazing because I didn't know that you home educated your children until just like 2 minutes ago when I looked deeper into your private life and I just amazed because you know, What motivated me was I wanted to be their primary influence. I did not approve of what was going on in the schools. I never have liked outcome-based education, and I think it's demoralizing and goes completely against my family values. And so that's why I did it as well. I wanted to be the primary person who molded and shaped their little lives, and at the same time, allowed them to be who I believe they were created in God. And when I say that, people think, well, what do you mean? When children go to any kind of school, really, they're often encouraged to be part of the group. There's very little emphasis on being individual or having their own identity. There's that peer pressure that you have to become like everyone else. You have to dress like them, walk like them, talk like them, think like them, and the children who don't conform like that are the nerds, or they're the weirdos, or they're picked on, because that's just the way it is. And so I did not want my children to be under that kind of pressure, not to protect them so much, but to empower them to be who I believe God created them to be, with their own talents, their own gifts, and their own strengths, without the worry about what they're wearing or how they act, or the kind of attitude they carry, and all of that other stuff. And so that was my huge motivator as well.
Yes.
So, very interesting. Now, how about your childhood? I see here that you were suffering with some childhood illnesses growing up, and that's one reason you got into natural health care. But what about your childhood?
Well, I mean, overall, I had a wonderful childhood, but from a health perspective, not so much. You know, back in the 60s, they did not, you know, focus a lot on food sensitivities and things like, you know, we have more in the forefront right now. But going back, that was a lot of my issues. But I was sickly a lot as a child. I had suffered my first migraine headache at the age of 8, and then went through a whole medical scope of testing because they thought I had a brain tumor, and went to all these different hospitals and was poked, prodded, scanned, the whole nine yards. And, you know, they looked at my parents and said, she has migraines. You know, so I mean, I missed a lot of school. Well, my migraines were triggered from food sensitivities. And then I had a lot of severe bowel issues as a child. I had my first blocked bowel at the age of 10 and almost lost my colon to a colostomy. Wow. I remember it had been like 2 weeks since I'd had any movement. I was septic. And I remember being in the emergency room with my mom, and, you know, the doctor, they had done an x-ray and said, you know, we're going to have to take her colon out. He left the room to put a surgical team together, and my mom was losing it. And the nurse that was in there, I remember her looking at my mom saying, I'd like to try something with her because I don't want to see this baby lose her colon, and I could lose my job for this. And what she did was she actually gave me a high enema.
Isn't that something? Changed your life. We're going to take a quick station break. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
This is Healing Our World, and I am your host, Mary Toko, and today we are talking with my new co-host, Jody Barnett. By the way, I forgot to mention that Jody is a raw food coach. She's an orthomolecular nutrition coach, a lifetime dedicated health nut, as she says, and she owns Harvest Health, LLC. And we're talking about how she almost lost her colon as a young girl. You see, back then they didn't know anything about what we know about the relationship between toxins and food chemicals and vaccines and colon health. And so, of course, even today, most physicians, when they find a child that is severely ill, they'll often say, well, let's just take out the colon. But as she was saying, a nurse came in and encouraged a high enema, which broke through, and it saved her colon. So, Jody, after that situation, go on and talk about perhaps when you finally got married, you were able to keep your colon, but when you had your first child, you were pregnant with your first child, you had another situation come up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was suffering towards the end of the pregnancy with something called toxemia. So my system was toxic and it affected blood pressure and so forth. And, you know, they felt that it was offering distress to the baby after laboring for X amount of hours. So they took me in for a cesarean section. So my first birth was a cesarean, and I was heartbroken, for missing out on that experience of being able to, you know, be the first one to hold my child, not the last one, because I was put under general anesthetic. I didn't have a spinal. They wouldn't offer me the spinals because of my history of the migraines. So they felt that was a red flag. And so it was very heartbreaking for me. And, you know, I ended up with four other, you know, I have five children, so the next pregnancy was an automatic C-section. The third child, C-section. Fourth child, C-section. You know, talking to the doctors all the while about, you know, I want to have this natural, and them telling me I couldn't, and told me I had cervical-pelvic disproportion, which means pelvic doesn't expand enough to allow the child to pass through. And when I got pregnant with the fifth one, I really gave that to God, and I thought, you know what, Lord, I cannot believe that my body is generic, that this isn't meant to happen the natural way. So I was able, I contacted a midwife, and she was very willing to take me, you know, through my prenatal care, and lo and behold, my fifth child, I had a successful home birth. They call it a VBAC, and it was the most empowering, inspiring opportunity for me as a woman, as a mother, to be able to accomplish that after having four major surgeries prior to that to give birth.
Isn't it interesting when you look back at the scenario of how things went in your life? You had severe colon problems and migraine headaches, probably, again, related to your colon and foods. And then you end up toxic with your pregnancy because your colon is probably still very sick. And then putting a pregnancy on top of it like that is very, very difficult. And then you went through all of those pregnancies. And in the meantime, you're dealing with the allopathic medical model that never, ever stops to ask why. Why is this woman sick, or what's the underlying cause of her problem? They simply just go along with status quo. Once you have a C-section, you always have to have a C-section. And you know, I give you a lot of credit for digging deep and going against the flow, because after having your uterus cut open four times, most physicians would say that you could tear, you could have placenta previa during the delivery, the baby could die, and yet you had the courage to get involved with the midwife and go forward. And I can't tell you what, I think that's very commendable. So,
well, and you know, I did my homework. I didn't just, you know, haphazardly run into that, you know, decision with my fifth child, because of course I wanted, you know, him to be born safely. And one of the things that, and they did hit me with all of that, you know, your uterus could rip, you know, from the old scarring. And in doing my research, come to find out that they cut the old scar out of the uterus. So every time you have a cesarean section, you know, multiple, they're not redoing the same scar. They have to cut that tissue out. So it's a brand new scar, if you will. And one thing I came to realize about scar tissue is it's actually, when you think about it, it's stronger, like a callus.
Sure.
So it is, I'm sure that there are some incidences where there have been maybe some ruptures or so forth, but I just, after doing the research, I weighed the pros against the cons, and I gave it to God in prayer, and I had a peace that surpassed all understanding when I went for that and made that choice. And it was a 10-hour labor. It was the most beautiful experience. I wish I would have had the courage to try it earlier on, but everything is timing, you know?
Yes, and I think that we do the very best we can with the information we have in that stage in life. I mean, you can't kick yourself for it, but I think what's encouraging is there are other mothers out there who are listening right now who have had C-sections for various reasons and would love to have the natural birth experience and would love to not have to go under anesthesia or have, you know, half their body numbed out completely and want to experience pushing that baby out and then being there to hold the baby and nurse the baby immediately. And so this should be a huge encouragement to them that there are other options out there. And the midwives, a good midwife will work with you and will help you get through that. And so that's awesome. So then I see here in your bio, you say that you also share my view on vaccinations. Did it start out this way? And if not, how did you progress and become a non-vaccinating mom?
Well, it didn't start out that way with my first two children. My first one in particular, I did the whole pediatrician route, and, you know, they wanted the shots and so on at the timely fashion. And when she got her MMR shot, it landed her in the hospital with 106 fever, convulsing. and they had given it to her in the top of her thigh, which had abscessed the location of the injection, and they had to lance that. But she, here I'm looking at my 15-month-old daughter packed in ice, and they were literally just pouring bottles of rubbing alcohol across her in the ER trying to get her fever down, and all the while telling me, you know, we cannot guarantee that she's not going to have some kind of brain damage from the fever. And, you know, that panic as mom sets in, and you're like, oh, my word. And they would not agree that the vaccine had anything to do with it. So then when son number two came along and I started with the vaccinations with him, lo and behold, that MMR hit him. And here I had a healthy, vibrant child who now started having upper respiratory issues, and he became asthmatic, and it just clicked, and I thought, there is a connection here. And so my younger three children have not had a single vaccination.
Very good.
And I just use religious exemptions, and I mean, God just really laid it on my heart. And then the more research I did and started digging and reading, I thought, these things are not as safe as they proclaim. There was just so many stories and side effects, and I thought, man. So I just couldn't do it in good faith.
Right. It is so interesting because, Jody, your story is one that I've heard thousands and thousands of times. And, you know, Dr. Andrew Wakefield is the doctor who said this measles vaccination seems to be the straw that breaks the camel's back for so many children. And he never even said that he believed it caused autism. He said we need to look carefully at it and see what's going on and why children are having severe gut problems afterwards or having issues. And yet, what have they done to him? You know, they pretty much tried to destroy his life. They destroyed his career in Great Britain. He is now in the United States, and he's doing wonderful things here. He lives in Texas, but you know, it's just amazing how often we hear this story, and you, like so many millions of mothers, found out through going through it yourself with your own children that these vaccinations are definitely injuring our children. Are your kids pretty healthy today?
You know, they are. They really, truly are. It's not that they never, you know, would get sick or anything like that, but, you know, their immune systems, you know, were able to do battle. Okay. Now, the older two that started with the vaccinations, you know, that's when I really started, you know, studying and learning more in the herbal field and homeopathic, and I started really trying to rebuild their immune system and their gut health from the reactions they had from the vaccines. And I noticed with my younger three that had not been vaccinated, I didn't have the same health problems with them. Like if they got the flu or they, you know, caught a cold or whatever, I mean, their bodies were able to bump past it like lickety split. They just didn't have, it didn't drag on and on and on. Their bodies responded very quickly. So there was just, I felt no immune system interference.
That's
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, it did make a really big difference, which is where my quest for this whole natural field started, was because of my children and my health past.
Absolutely. Well, folks, stay tuned as we talk with my new co-host, Jody Barnett. We're going to talk about her career now because she's out there helping the world.
To panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Joining me, this is Mary Poco, and the program is Healing Our World. And today I have introduced my new co-host. By the way, my new co-host, Jody Barnett, is not a rookie. She did a year's worth of radio with WJOB in Hammond, Indiana. She was a health coach. People would call into her program and ask her questions related to everything from, you know, how do we use a probiotic to, how do I enhance my or encourage my immune system? So Jody is not a rookie. She brings some experience to the table as well. And that's why she sounds so wonderfully natural on the other end of this interview. So Jody, I want to talk about how you progressed and became a health coach as you are. Jody is an orthomolecular nutrition coach. She is a raw food coach as well. For those of you who like to eat raw, I do believe there is a time and place for raw foods, especially for detox cleansing or healing the body. That's not to say that I am definitely not a raw food person, but I know lots of people who are. And she, I know, said she's, I think you told me you studied under David Wolf, which I've had the honor of sharing the stage with David in the past. But let's talk about how you transitioned over to being an expert at what you're doing now.
Well, basically, the transition came trying to improve the quality of my own health, especially after I had my children. I wanted to be in the best physical shape I could to be the best mom that I was able to be. And, you know, David Wolf was the start of that process for me. I knew with years of surgeries and medications and things of this nature, my mom was very pharmaceutical orientated, And I knew I had a lot of detoxing, a lot of stuff that I needed to get out of my system. And so, you know, when I was able to go to one of David Wolf's extended seminars, it changed my life. And I agree with the raw food thing, is I use it predominantly for detoxing and cleansing with my clients. And from there, you know, even Dr. Norman Walker with the juicing and things like that and so forth, it just all kind of fit together. And then I, you know, started taking classes at Trinity School of Natural Health in Wausau, Indiana. And it just, the whole orthomolecular thing kind of, you know, the herbs, the supplements and so forth. But the orthomolecular aspect is basically using herbs, vitamins, you know, whole food supplements and food for the whole point and purpose of allowing the body to heal. I don't heal anybody. What I do with my clients is I equip them with tools and the body does the healing. That's God's design. The body knows what it needs to do to fix itself, essentially. So we just have to take out of the equation what's making us sick, or take a system that has become weak over time due to dietary choices and lifestyle and so forth. And so I use herbs and supplements and particular foods like a personal trainer for whatever part of their body is really struggling.
That's really amazing. And I think that it's, you know, even though you're a layperson like myself, it's amazing the amount of knowledge that we can gain by just sinking our whole heart and head into the topic of natural health care. I don't believe a person even has to be officially trained in any one particular school of thought. But if they're seeking the knowledge and they're doing the research and they're applying it in their lives and they're seeing the change, it's like our own innate wisdom will guide and direct us and get us into what we need to get into to heal our own bodies. And in the process, we learn how to heal other people or help heal other people through suggesting detoxing and cleansing and things like that. I agree with you totally that the body is self-healing. Our job is to stay out of the way of that healing and stop polluting it and causing toxic waste internally. And when we do that, our bodies can heal. So did your husband, by chance, like, we never talked about your husband, and I was just curious, did he also embrace this natural lifestyle like you do?
You know, it was rough going in the beginning. you know, he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy. You know, it's how he was raised. And my husband was blessed with one of those metabolic rates to where, you know, he could eat nothing but junk food, so to speak, and not gain any weight. He just has that metabolism, you know. Mm-hmm. But over the years, you know, he started having, you know, different symptoms and more joint pains and, you know, digestive issues and so forth. And, you know, he's going to eat what I cook, basically. So, you know, when I would make the meals and so forth, you know, he would eat and, you know, take the leftovers and those kind of things. But, I mean, if I juice, he'll drink it. You know, if I give him supplements, he takes them. It was kind of a standing joke because in our house with the kitchen and so forth, because I was queen of the, I'm not running to the store for one item if I'm missing it from a recipe. So I was, you know, would make things up as I go, and I don't like to measure things. I eyeball everything. And, it was never what's for dinner. It was what's in it. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. He's getting healthier by default. Because he happens to be your husband. And you know, it's funny, I talk with a lot of women who are health coaches and, you know, they're working really hard to improve their own health and the health of their children. And it seems like a lot of the husbands come along screaming and shouting and dragging their feet and kicking. But you know what? Just by default, just because they're eating that good, wholesome, organic food, they're going to be healthier. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I know he cheats a little bit more than I do when he's at work or when he's out somewhere, but you know, he's still getting a good baseline, which makes me feel good as, you know, for the quality of his health.
Absolutely. And you're a grandmother.
Yes, I am. And just recently had my oldest daughter had number 4 on Mother's Day. So, you know, she got a Mother's Day present and so did I as grandma. So it was a beautiful thing.
Now, are any of your children following some of your lead? Are they listening, paying attention, like when it comes to vaccinations or birth or whatever? Are they open?
Oh, my oldest daughter, she's the only one that has children so far, and she homeschools. and she has not done any vaccinations. And her first child was born in a hospital setting, but the last three were all home births. And her last one was a home unassisted birth.
By accident, where it just kind of came real fast?
Oh, no. They knew it was going to be unassisted.
Amazing.
This is
a movement. The woman who came to my clinic, you know, her name is Joni. She said that there's a whole movement now and in a Facebook page that has thousands of moms on there talking about their unassisted home births, how wonderful they're going. And, you know, that takes a lot of bravery. But it's interesting how we have a whole generation of young moms now who are walking away from the status quo. They're turning away from that allopathic medical model, and they're going, no, this is my body, this is my child, and I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to trust my innate wisdom and my, you know, my body to do what it has to do. And so it's really exciting to hear that your daughter is following in your footsteps. I often joke and I say that my nuts did not fall from my tree.
Yep.
Because my children are like that too. So Jody, between the two of us and our grandbabies, we're making a big difference. So that's great. It's wonderful. How can people get a hold of you? Let's say there's someone out there listening right now who is struggling with perhaps a fatigue issue, or they have gut problems, or they're having kidney or liver issues, and they want to talk to you about maybe some cleansing or detoxing. How can they get a hold of you, Jody?
Well, the easiest way is through probably my Facebook page. Lots and lots of people are on Facebook. They can just look me up, Harvested Health. It's got an ED in there. I'm on Facebook. And, you know, the other is I have a WordPress. It's jodybarnett758.wordpress.com. They can hook up with me through there. And I also have a website set up where they can prepay for services, because I do phone consults as well. I work with clients all over the United States through phone consultations. And they can go to http://mkt.com/harvested-health-llc. And it's a big one. It's a big one, because evidently Harvested Health is a very popular business name out there. But it is, that's just where they can prepay for services. But Facebook is the easiest way.
And what about Skype? Because now that you have Skype, people can also contact you through Skype. In fact, you can be her friend. You can contact her by just looking up jodybarnett.radio. That's jodybarnett.radio, all one word. And why don't you go ahead and just join up with her, so that if you have a question for her, you can connect with her on Skype now. This is Mary Togo. I want to thank you all for joining me. Jody, have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk soon. And I want to thank you so much for joining the program. And I want to encourage everybody to have a safe, wonderful Memorial Day. And we'll talk to you next weekend. God bless you. Bye.